welcome to the new reality edition of Bite Marks Cafe right here on Hawaii Public Radio, where we serve you the first bite of today's science, technology, and innovation. My name is Bert Lum, and today on the show, we are talking to Constancio Paranal III. He's the Innovation and Technology Program Manager over at the Office of Economic Revitalization at the City and County of Honolulu. And we're talking about something called the BEAD program, which is Broadband Equity Access and Deployment. Hey, Constancio, thanks for joining me today.
Thank you. Thank you, Bert, for having me.
You know, Constancio, it's always great to have you on, and I think you might become a regular on this show.
No. But I don't know if that's a good thing or a bad thing.
whatever you feel.
Right.
Now, I know you've been at the OER for a little bit, and yeah. I think I had you on before talking about some of the business loan or some of the business programs that you guys have been rolling out.
Mm-hmm.
But tell us a little bit about what you do, you know, at OER. And I know it encompasses quite a bit.
Thank you. So like what you said, I am the program manager for innovation and technology here at the Office of Economic Revitalization. And, when we talk about innovation and technology, it really spans a number of disciplines or programs, right? So my main goal really is to drive, for lack of a better term, innovation and technology, maybe creative thinking or a different way of thinking, and innovation across all of our programs. So whether it's providing rent and utility relief, whether it's serving our digital navigators in the Pacific Islander community, or regenerative tourism, right, and even supporting our startup and small business entrepreneurial ecosystem here on Oahu. That's what I do. I try to provide support and resources to our program managers so that they can implement and drive the work to our community. Yeah.
No, that's so great. And all the topics you just mentioned, are you kind of at the helm of each of those programs?
No, not necessarily. I think for all of those programs, we do have program managers, and my role is really to provide support and assistance.
Mm-hmm.
And, we want to promote interdisciplinary work in our office and make sure that, we kind of engage everyone to, a lot of these issues and problems are very complicated and complex, right? So we want to make sure that we bring, the right people and as many eyes and skills and experience to the table to gain different perspectives.
Mm-hmm.
And really, at OER, the core is equity. How do we drive equity into our communities and make sure that everyone is able to contribute, to participate, and have access? So just like BEAD, like what you were talking about.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Well, you've been a great champion for broadband and digital equity. How big is OER? I mean, you guys have what? How many people?
About 20.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah, 20 individuals, and we have about five. I would say about five different areas and disciplines, the ones that I kind of talked about. Yeah.
And in terms of the role that you play, like you said, you kind of do a lot of support, but even in sort of your past life, I mean, you were doing quite a bit of teaching up at Scheidler, so you have a sort of an interest in sort of the entrepreneurship and,
mm-hmm.
and business development and even the startup ecosystem, right?
Right. Yes. So, like what you said, I've been with Scheidler for about close to 12 years, and I'm also part of the Pacific Asian Center for Entrepreneurship
mm-hmm.
as a faculty
mm-hmm.
fellow. A lot of those really centers on creating problem solvers and creative thinkers within our campus. And that's really the goal, is to ensure that our students become entrepreneurial leaders.
Mm-hmm.
And not so much building businesses or building startup businesses, but really finding that skill and honing that skill of creative thinking and problem solving.
That's really important. Now, in terms of the BEAD program, and
mm-hmm.
maybe I'll give you a chance to maybe explain a little bit about what BEAD means. Now, obviously, I've had many people on the show talking about various aspects of broadband, but
mm-hmm.
it's something that some people perhaps might just take for granted, right? Your internet access, you have it, you know, you depend on it, but when it goes away, you wonder, like, how do I get it back, right? And maybe give us a kind of a general audience sort of perspective on what exactly are these federal programs like BEAD really aiming to do?
Yeah. Well, I think in essence, you know, like what you had mentioned a while ago, I think there are some communities on Oahu, and maybe not just Oahu, across the Hawaiian Islands that have better internet access than others, right? And unfortunately, you know, some communities can't get online at all. And so the goal of OER and in support of the BEAD initiative and Connect Kako initiative is to make sure that all households, businesses, and everyone have strong internet connection, have access to internet connection, so they can work, they can access healthcare, or take educational courses online, right?
Mm-hmm,
so
mm-hmm.
The goal with the BEAD program, or the, like what you said, broadband equity access and deployment program, is really to improve online access for communities that don't have high-speed internet. And when we talk about priorities, it's really looking at lowering or removing those barriers to access, to affordability, as well as adoption,
mm-hmm,
right?
Mm-hmm.
And when we remove all of those barriers, right, we're able to empower our communities, the people of Hawaii, to be able to navigate and to use the internet and be productive in these spaces, particularly digital spaces. So I think that's kind of like, in my view, that's what BEAD is, and that's the goal. Yeah.
Now, Constancio, you actually took it upon yourself, I mean, and with the support of OER, to go out into community and actually interact directly through your community meetings. You guys had surveys. You actually went out there and try to assess what the situation is.
Mm-hmm.
Describe a little bit about, you know, the process that you went through to actually figure out, like, which communities are actually not well served.
Right. Yeah, no, thank you for allowing us to share the work that we do here at OER, particularly in serving the Oahu community. You know, when we first took on this initiative, or the role and the responsibility to do the community outreach, we were looking at, okay, do we even have data? Do we even have information that talks about, you know, connection on the island? and yes, the FCC map is available, but we really wanted to know from the community, right, where are these places or spots on Oahu that are what we call underserved or unserved,
mm-hmm,
right?
Mm-hmm.
And so what we ended up doing was really going out to the communities, and we did, I would like to say, a total of 27 outreach community events across
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Oahu. And that really, and the aim was really to survey individuals in those communities to determine where is the need and where are the gaps. And that allowed us to hone in on those, what we call target areas.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Because if we felt that we can't just cover the entire Oahu, that's going to be very difficult. And with the time constraints that we have, we really need to be strategic. So with those surveys, about close to 500 surveys that we've gathered, we were able to identify five of them. So those five.
Well, okay. I want to hold that, because that's a nice teaser, so that I can take a little break, and then you can come back and tell us where were those locations that your survey indicated were potentially unserved or underserved. So
yeah. We'll
hold that thought.
Okay.
We'll be right back on a short break to continue our conversation with Constancio Paranal III, Innovation and Tech Program Manager over at the Office of Economic Revitalization at the City and County of Honolulu. This is Bite Marks Cafe.
Support for Bite Marks Cafe comes from the HPR Local Talk Show Fund, which helps Hawaii Public Radio sustain and grow its locally produced talk shows. Mahalo to contributors, Bavarian Motor Experts, and Chaminade University.
Welcome back. This is Bite Marks Cafe right here on Hawaii Public Radio. I'm Bert Lum, and if you're just joining us, we're talking to Constancio Paranal III, Innovation and Tech Program Manager over at the Office of Economic Revitalization at the City and County of Honolulu. And we're talking about the BEAD program. And, you know, right before the break, you know, Constancio was going to reveal his strategic approach at determining where in on Oahu are these communities that might not be, you know, well-served and basically expressed directly by the constituents of those communities. So that's, you know, Constancio, you described a process by which you actually personally went out. You had a survey that you had people take. Mm-hmm. You had probably, what, something like 500 respondees, right?
Yeah, something around that.
Yeah, and of those, how did you come to a conclusion and where did it indicate that you had to spend a little bit more time mm-hmm. looking at, you know, how do we get these communities better connected?
Yeah. So with the, like what you said, with those surveys that we gathered across the communities, we found five areas that were identified as underserved or unserved,
mm-hmm.
right? And those communities were Waianae, Waipahu, Wailua, Kalihi, and Palama, Kapalama Valley. So those are the five areas mm-hmm, that kind of mm-hmm. showed up. And so once we were able to identify those areas, then we focused our efforts in those targeted areas because we really felt that these areas would be the key to what we're doing now, which is the BEAD challenge process.
Mm-hmm, right? mm-hmm.
And so with the limited capacity and resources that we have, we felt that we really need to be strategic in terms of how we use those resources. And, you know, now our efforts are really focused on those key areas.
Well, and I think, you know, to your credit, you've identified some of these areas, but you've also been open mm-hmm. to going out where the community has expressed an interest. And one example, because you and I were both out there in Haula, right?
That's right, yeah. No, that's correct. Thank you for sharing. So even though we've identified some of those, the five areas, we understand that there are communities that maybe, you know, a margin of error, right, in any study and any research that, you know, maybe it did not surface. So we were very open to the community, and if they want us to do some workshop or training or educate on the BEAD challenge process, we were very open to that. So like what you said, we went to Haula, and the other area that didn't show up, which we extended our efforts to, is Waimanalo as well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Right, right. And again, I think if there are, you know, this is kind of that's what the Connect Kako, it's like a Kako thing, right? I mean, it's not just us that you and me, you know, trying to get to everybody. If the community is interested in helping serve their community mm-hmm. members, and they want to express some interest in getting some of these resources out there, I mean, we're more than happy to come out and support, because the only way we're going to, you know, really kind of help change the dynamic for some of this connectivity and equity is, you know, in making sure that everybody kind of gets on board,
mm-hmm.
right?
Right, right, right.
Yeah, so yeah. I think that's a really good thing. So, you know, in terms of, in terms of this outreach and doing some of this information briefings, you've been working quite closely with the folks over at the University of Hawaii, mm-hmm. and what is it that they are encouraging the community to do in terms of taking it another step in describing what the situation is, whether it's unserved, underserved. I mean, I know there's something mm-hmm. called the BEAD challenge, but mm-hmm. you know, so what is it that you want to get the community to now actively be a part of?
Yeah, I think it's really important for this particular project to engage the community and allow them to participate. And I think that is what the goal is, whether it's UH, the city and county of Honolulu, the Hawaii State Broadband Digital Equity Office. I think all of us, our goal is to really make sure that the community is a part of this process, and making sure that they are aware and they have the tools to be able to participate, right? So in every community event that we go to now, that's the goal. First is to make sure that they are aware, that they are educated, and that they are trained in the tools, and that they're able to participate in the challenge process itself, right? And I think overall, you know, like what you said, right, it's a collective solution. It's a community and collaborative effort. And part of it is we want the communities to be able to advocate for themselves, you know, and the local government helping, university helping, right, and private companies, the ISPs helping as well. So it's all hands on deck, like what you had mentioned, really giving everyone the opportunity to be heard, be seen, and to participate. So, yeah.
So, Constancio, how would you characterize what is unserved and underserved?
I mean, that is a very technical question. And I think it's really hard to explain that in layman's terms, because there is an actual definition for what is unserved and what is underserved. So, but in essence, unserved is someone who doesn't have access to the internet and cannot use the internet. But underserved has to do with the speed availability in that particular area. And FCC has defined its terms and the terms of what is considered underserved and unserved based on the download speed and the upload speed. And a lot of this information really can be, are available online. And I don't want to...
I know. It does get a little technical. And,
I guess maybe... It's hard to explain it, right?
It is. And, you know, maybe what I'll ask you, and we'll save that for the next break, is, you know, when going out into community and doing some of these information briefings... what have you found to be the best way to get people to kind of better understand some of these sort of really kind of technical terms, right? I mean, is it a matter of you know, sort of repeat exposure? How do we, you know, how is it that some of these concepts are conveyed in a way that people now can be a part of, let's say, a challenge, so that they can now get their community to raise their voice of what they need. So anyway, think about that. We'll hold that thought. We'll be right back at a short break to continue our conversation with Constancio Paranal III, Innovation and Tech Program Manager over at the Office of Economic Revitalization at the City and County of Honolulu. This is Bite Marks Cafe. Welcome back. This is Bite Marks Cafe. I'm Bert Lum, right here on Hawaii Public Radio. And if you're just joining us, we're talking to Constancio Paranal III, Innovation and Tech Program Manager over at the Office of Economic Revitalization at the City and County of Honolulu. And we're talking about the BEAD program and the challenge process. And right before the break, you know, we were kind of trying to not get too technical, but of course, this, you know, the audience that I have likes to get technical. But when you're talking to a general audience, Constancio, and you start to get into, you know, download speeds, right? At what point in time do you feel that the audience has got it? They now understand, okay, I know what underserved is, I know what unserved is, and once they get it, they can now kind of like speak for the community and then get... you know, get them to kind of raise their voice of what the need is in that community.
I think, you know, whenever we go out to the communities, you know, those two terms are often kind of utilized and expressed. And the way we normally describe and share it with the community is using examples of kind of the experience in their own homes that is more relatable, right? So say, for instance, I think we've all have experience, depending on where we live, that sometimes, you know, you're playing a game, watching a video on YouTube, and then all of a sudden, you know, or someone is on a call on FaceTime or Skype, and then it gets cut off, or it slows down, or, you know, you get into this intermittent issues, right, of connection. And so that, in a sense, in essence, is an example of that you might be in an underserved or unserved area, right? You know, when, especially for families, we're in, you know, a number of people are using so many devices all at once, and it impacts the ability to consume information or consume the use of entertainment, right? Yeah, through the internet, where it slows down the speed or it gets cut off again, the connection gets cut off, then that is an indication that you may be in unserved or underserved area.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So I think those types of examples are helpful. And then what we also do is we teach them how to do speed tests.
Mm-hmm,
and
mm-hmm.
Because that is also a valuable tool for them to determine what really is the speed that they're getting. And it was really interesting because sometimes, you know, it really depends on where you are or depends on the time of the day that you take it. So that's why we recommend that it would be great to take the speed test, you know, at times where everyone's consuming, you know, internet or using the internet at home. So that's kind of like some of the ways that we, how we explain it to the community. And most of them kind of understand it because it's relatable, right? It's an experience that we may have gone through at some point.
And you know, in terms of getting the community to understand what this the BEAD program is and what the challenge process is, what is the sort of the end game for at this stage of the game to get community involved, and ultimately. Yeah. How will their input ensure that connectivity is delivered to those potential locations that are considered unserved or underserved?
Mm-hmm. I think right now our main focus is making sure that the nonprofit organizations, particularly community anchor institutions, are aware and that they have the resources and the tools, like I said a while ago, because they are our anchor into the communities that need the most help and the most service, right? And so it's hard for us to just go into those communities and, you know, talk about all of these, right? Because we're not the trusted partner. Our goal is really to have that, establish that partnership with our community anchor institutions and empower them to, you know, with whatever the knowledge, the training, that they may be able to share this message and the criticality and the importance of the message to their constituents or to their members, the members of their communities. Yeah. So in addition to that, the only way to challenge is to make sure that you are registered, right? And so we're also pushing for that. We want to make sure that nonprofit organizations and community anchor institutions, those who are able to submit a challenge are actually registered. Because if you're not registered, then you wouldn't be able to log into the platform and ultimately submit a challenge.
And then the data that gets collected as a result of the challenge process, what does that ultimately end up informing?
I think the data that And I can't speak for UH, right, because they will ultimately have the data, but are kind of access to this information.
Mm-hmm.
But for us, you know, all of the data that we have collected through the survey, it just really gave us a little bit more insight and knowledge in terms of really understanding the needs of our community. Who is in our community, where are they, and which pockets, at least on Oahu, are currently not being served, right? And where, what needs do they need? In fact, when you talk about access, right, at least on Oahu, access is really not so much about infrastructure on Oahu, but it's really more of affordability. And that's what we found through the surveys that we got. Not to say that infrastructure is not needed, right? Compared to other islands, of course, I think other islands need the most infrastructure, but here on Oahu, the need really is affordability.
Well, you're hitting on a very interesting point, and you know, it'd probably be a good another half-hour discussion. What you're saying is that infrastructure, and that could be, let's say, fiber to the home, and access to the internet service is really kind of not as much of an issue as affordability is. And you know, we've had many conversations on the show about things like the affordable connectivity program, which unfortunately ended because it ran out of funds. So I'm not sure what the Congress will do to replace that, but the affordability issue that you just brought up is definitely a barrier.
Yeah, I think that's absolutely true. I think, and not to say, let me just take a step back. I think there are still, like I said, there are still areas on Oahu that need the infrastructure, not to the level that other islands, need. So, which I also wanted to stress, right, because it's difficult being on Oahu, and I always say this, it's difficult being on Oahu and having to live in an area that unfortunately is not served or is underserved, because you're at the center of, commerce and trade and the financial district, right? You're at the center, but you still can't participate because there's lack of infrastructure.
Well, you know, Constancio,
some areas, right?
Yeah,
So that's why I think it's important, but to your point, right, it's the equity piece is really on the affordability, and the other part to the equity piece is also literacy.
Yeah. Well, we'll definitely have more conversations about this as we go down this timeline, Constancio. Yeah. So, but in the meantime, where would you like to point people? What website can they go to find out more about this BEAD program?
Yes, it's to find out more about the BEAD program, you can visit hawaii.edu/broadband. There's a lot of information on that site.
Great. Yeah. Constancio Parinal III, he's the Innovation and Technology Program Manager over at the Office of Economic Revitalization over at the City and County of Honolulu. Constancio, thanks for joining me today.
Thank you, Bert.
And thank you for listening to Bite Marks Cafe. Join us next week. We'll find out about art, tech, and FESPAC. If you miss any part of this edition, you can find the podcast of tonight's show on bitemarkscafe.org. Our engineer is David Chong. You can catch us on HPR 1 every Wednesday or anytime via the HPR app or your favorite podcast application. In the meantime, you stay safe, you stay awesome. We'll see you next week on another edition of Bite Marks Cafe.